Welcome to the Diamond Network. This is our special edition Thursday evening show with Candy and Elizabeth, except Elizabeth had to go to work early tonight, and she's going to continue reading The Sunrise Before the Dawn in 2 weeks from tonight, and she might do some special edition ones. So look at her blog at diamondsforever31.blogspot.com and check out when her book's on. I am just really enjoying the story and what it was like to land your spaceship from Sirius on Atlantis, you know, 70,000 years ago, and the descriptions of the humans that were on the other continents. And it was so interesting how the humans, except the ones on Atlantis, were so scared of spaceships and how they wanted to, they had to cloak their spaceships so the humans wouldn't get scared, and how they, they shot at the humans, I guess, was like a tranquilizer so they could take their blood samples and do their medical experiments to try to develop the human race that we are today. So I just thought that was fascinating. I've read Owasbi, and they implied that when the Elohim and the gods from the other parts of the universe came down, that they did this in medical hospitals in Alexandria, Egypt. But now I know that a lot of those experiments weren't in Egypt; they were on bases on the moon, and then also in the Sirius star system. So it's a very fascinating book that was channeled, and Sunrise Before the Dawn, and I hope folks are listening to it and will continue to. It puts in a nice readable story form the amazing concepts that are in the more formal book, Owasbi, channeled by John Newborough in 1881, which is also called the UFO Bible. Well, tonight I usually talk about Anastasia or the Law of One, but let's see. I want to say that I appreciate, folks coming in. I'm going to be happy to take any questions that you might have about the Monday and Wednesday shows that we've recently had, et cetera. So be thinking about your questions. It's going to be more informal since Elizabeth had to go to work today. And I will say that Suspicious Observers Benjamin Davidson said that we were going to have some big solar shock waves in the middle of May. And so I'm going to ask Sunny here in a minute to say the Law of One. And we need the highest good of all concerned for the Earth come the middle of May, that things go smoothly with the shock wave. And then also COBRA announced that the first week of June he's going to have this big international meeting at Crete in the Mediterranean Sea, and that they were going to flood us with more information from our star brothers and sisters.
Really?
And we just want to visualize the highest good of all concerned, and that information comes through clear and truthful and is received well by mankind, as well as the petition for the Galactic Codex that thousands and thousands will be signing it. So, Sunny, to everybody, take a deep breath, get relaxed, and visualize these positive things, as Sunny says, the Law of One for us.
Thank you, Candy. Well, we sure need a lot of support and alignment right now, and aligning with this Law of One is going to keep us focus. So I will begin now. We know our oneness with all. We are all one. When one is harmed, all are harmed. When one is helped, all are helped. Therefore, in the name of who I am, and I am one with all there is, I ask that only that which is the highest good of all concerned happen here and now. And I give thanks that it be done, and so it is. Blessings.
Blessings, yes.
Blessings for all.
Thank you.
For Mother Earth and everybody.
Right, right. Well, as Sunny was saying, we were all asked to sign the Codex, the Galactic Codex petition on our show last night with my speaker, Carrie Ellis. And you should look up her book, The 21st Century Superhuman, and that's C-A-R-Y, Carrie Ellis, and look up the Codex, the Galactic Codex. You know, this is where humans are asking and affirming that they accept the legality of this universal document. And so, Sunny, do you want to say where you found the petition to sign it?
The link was on the portal site, the portal where the text to the Galactic Codex was. The link was there, and it's one of those. It's changed one of the change.org petitions, but I couldn't.
So is it 2012portal.com?
I believe so. I mean, when I got, see, I did a search. I did a Google type search, and then I for the Galactic Codex, and then it led me to that page, and it just said the portal at the top of the page, and
So you know, on the website prepareforchange.net, they're changing the definition a little bit about the event, and you know, Cobra said that the event would take place mostly in one day, but that people should be prepared, you know, with food and water and gas and cash for 3 days to 30 days. But it sounds like they're thinking that things are going to, the money system and everything's going to change smoother, and we don't have to worry about any chaos for 30 days. Of course, it's obviously chaos for those poor people in Canada that had to be evacuated from their town that was burning. There's chaos in Japan where they had the big earthquake. But as far as chaos for everybody at the same time, it seems to me that Cobra and others are saying that that's not going to be necessary. And, you know, our show, the Diamond Network, we have been praying and visualizing and doing a lot of healing work. And the fact that we helped neutralize the Strangelet bombs in February, that's what Cobra, you know, is so grateful. Because without the Strangelet bombs, they don't have to, the evil ones don't have any power to hurt and blackmail beings like they have for so many decades.
Now they're losing their power. They're losing their control little by little.
More and more people are being arrested and things are being exposed. Does anybody have a question? I mean, we had Christopher on Monday night and Carrie Wednesday night. Does anyone have a question or comment that they'd like to make about those two shows?
Wow. Well, Carrie really has a lot to share, and I will say that. I'm impressed by what she offers, and her Facebook page 21st Century Human, the group. I joined her group, and she posts all the time. It's a lot of posts, but it's good stuff. It's really good stuff, and they talked about the flares that were coming this week. They're already here this week, and just all kinds of interesting information on there. So I'll just encourage people to check into her information.
Yes, go to her on Facebook if you're there, Carrie Star Ellis, and join her group and go to see her videos. Now, she knows how to use Skype very well, and she can show charts and diagrams, whereas on our YouTubes, of course, we just have the audio. And so she's doing a great job from her base in Florida. Well, Christopher Jacobs said a lot. He channeled a lot of strange information Monday night, I thought, that I had never heard before, and there wasn't much introduction or explanation. I mean, it was really shocking, I thought, what he had to say the last 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for one, am going to go back on YouTube and listen to that last 30 to 60 minutes of Monday night's show to see if I can wrap my mind around the concepts that he was saying.
It's true that he says so much in depth, and that we kind of need to listen to it a couple of times to really absorb it. I'm going over my notes to remember some of the things he said. But that was real interesting about Prince and the soul groups, you know, that he said the soul family and that Elizabeth was actually part of his soul family. And that's probably why she felt such a strong connection with him and what went on with him. So,
right, and they're very close in age. That Elizabeth Diamond and Prince from the same soul families. Well, what I have read and that has been channeled by others was that Prince was not murdered, and he wasn't a cocaine addict. He was into healthy things. And he lived a really healthy lifestyle, but he had some medical issues, and he would use Tylenol to control the pain, and that he was getting too used to too much Tylenol. And Tylenol can be so bad for your liver. Tylenol is not a good product.
Definitely.
This last prescription that he got for some pain, he didn't know that part of the prescription was Tylenol. So he took his regular dose of Tylenol, and then he took this prescription, and that was too much. And that's what killed him. And he just collapsed in the elevator. So it's very sad, but as Boris and Chris and others will say, we don't need to have negative or sad feelings. It was his contract. He agreed before he was even incarnated to leave Earth last month.
I'm sure,
you know, and he was in a... You know, I was kind of shocked that Christopher would try to channel someone who had died so recently. And you know, a lot of channelers won't do that. But Elizabeth kept pushing him to talk to the Prince's ghost. And so, you know, and he said that Prince was in a daze and there was a fog, and you know, mm-hmm. and he couldn't communicate. But before the evening was over, he began to get his mind back, you know, and he did give us a bit of a message. So I think that, you know, maybe it was a great thing that Elizabeth kept pushing that. She was inspired to do that so that he could wake up from the haze of his transition to death.
Yeah, that was very interesting how that happened. We hope that
right.
all our power and energy helped him transition more smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christopher, he tackles anything, you know. I'm just amazed that, you know, that he'll talk to regular human beings that have passed over recently or a few years ago, as well as all these ETs that he talks to.
Right.
And shares their messages, right. Well, I've been talking about Anastasia a lot, and if some of you might have heard, you know, Christopher, I've read all 10 books of the Anastasia movement, and, you know, they're fabulous. It's just so wonderful about how she teaches us to love nature, to hug a tree, and not just hug a tree, but really love a tree. And I have a sassafras tree on my farm, and I just go out there every day in the summertime and hug that tree and send my love vibrations. And the birds, they just come and they sing to me, and it's just been really fabulous. So there's an Anastasia conference call at 5:15 Central Time on this channel. I gave out the phone number last night. If someone wants to join that Anastasia conference call, there's just 5 or 6 people, you know, talking about it. And Desmond from Canada, he's the one that's starting it and leading it. And he loves the book so much. He read the book 1 10 times. And now he's just started book 2. Because he doesn't want to, you know, he wants to just infuse himself with all these wonderful ideas. And I've heard of other people, you know, who want to just read a book in the Anastasia movement and not hurry on to the next one. Because it's like you always want another one. And so is there anybody online that heard what Christopher Jacob said about what happened when he channeled Anastasia? Of course, he talked about what her ET group was from. You know, talked a little bit about her galaxy. It's a very far away galaxy. Well, I don't think I'm going to explore that topic too much right now. I'll just say that if you haven't read the books, do so. If you they're like a documentary and novel combined. They're fun to read and inspiring, and it's kind of nice to talk. I'm going to get on the call if I can remember tomorrow at 5:15 because these people at the end of the call last week, I said something about our shows and about how we talk about our star brothers and sisters, and they said, "Oh, we think that's an exciting subject. Tell us more." My voice was hoarse, and I said, well, we'll talk about that next week. So maybe we'll recruit, because, of course, Cynthia and Marianne and Mayor, they've all read the Anastasia book, and, you know, so I think it would be great to get more from the Anastasia folks involved in what we're doing.
Victoria said she's coming back tonight.
Victoria's coming home tonight.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to do this. Okay. We had some background music noises, and so if you want to make a comment or question, you need to do a star six. So Christopher Stephen Jacobs will be on my call next Wednesday, and Elizabeth will have a different speaker on her call on Monday, because the guides told Christopher that he was wearing himself out. He could not do a read and heal someone on the same day that he did a read to heal the planet, you know, on our diamond calls. So that's what he's going to do. He's going to do the first and last Monday of each month with Monday nights with Elizabeth, and the second and third Wednesdays with me. So if any of you are wanting to schedule another healing session, well, that's what he'll do. He'll have, you know, the opposite days, you know, like next week he'll be doing a healing session on Wednesday and Tuesday and Thursday probably. He said he never dreamed that his business would take off so much, and he just was really grateful to Elizabeth and I and everybody connected to the Diamond Network that has introduced him to so many people that he could help and heal. Of course, he was trying to heal Samantha, my friend here in Missouri, Monday night, and she had another flare-up after the healing. So I'm hoping that this is just, you know, an extra release of toxins and stuff that his healing treatment did, so that, you know, she can get better soon. But she ran such a high fever last night that she checked herself into the ER. So we appreciate people holding the light for my friend Samantha in Missouri. Well, I am not at home and not able to read from the Anastasia books like I sometimes do. But I just want to encourage folks to find a lovely tree to hug this week every day, and it'll be a blessing to you. And that's about all I had to say. I've got to be going home pretty soon. But if Sunny or anybody had a comment, question, announcement, this would be the time.
Well, I'll just say that this coming Tuesday we were going to have my friend Belden on, and that may be put off for another week because I may have another commitment on that evening. But he will be on again soon talking about his Bucky Fuller experiences and all his GDC dome building and the One World Family commune and all of that. So look forward to that. So
does he live in a commune in Florida with other people? How many people are there?
He's trying to do it, but it's still... He's just working on some, he and his son are building houses, you know, not building houses, but they're renovating some old houses, and he wants to attract people to be communal, but there aren't too many people in that area that he's been able to interest, but he's certainly working on it. So it's he and his son right now that are just there and remodeling the old houses and put a dome on the roof and, you know, things of that nature. But he's very much into it. He really wants to create a new
right.
commune. There.
Well, yeah. At my commune, there's a family of four in the mobile home, and in the main house, there's four of us. And but we have room for one or two more in the main house. We've got a cabin. We've got a fifth wheeler. There's places for people to put up tents or or RVs if they want to come for a little while. So it's pretty, things are happening. The gardens is getting planted, and we got some free trees recently, and we're going to plant some dogwood trees and things like that. So it's greening up. It's pretty here. And if anybody hears this or wants to inquire about Candy's Commune, that's the nickname, my phone number is 417-389-4438. That's 417-389-4438. And my email is oahspe2002, that's oahspe2002@yahoo.com, and you can find me on Facebook, Candy Carroll, with that that email. Well, thank you all very much. Next Thursday, it'll be Cynthia. Remember, the new moon is coming soon. Do your law of abundance. And let me remind folks how you do the law of abundance. You take a check and you write on the top line your name, and then for the money part, you write paid in full. And then you repeat that down below, paid in full. And then you sign it with the words law of abundance and date it with the new moon. And you need to do this ritual within 24 hours of the new moon, either 12 hours before or 12 hours after. And it is just unbelievable. Since I was taught this ritual, I've been doing it every month beginning in July. Now, I don't always get cash. Sometimes I do. But I get a lot of things that's worth money. And it's just kind of fun. And it's really fun to see the law of abundance working every new moon. Well, that's it from the Diamond Network tonight. And be sure and go to Elizabeth's blog. Be sure to check in with Benjamin Fulford next Monday. And, of course, Benjamin Davidson is on every day with suspiciousobservers.org. Diamonds, as Elizabeth would say, keep shining. Keep shining. That's a wrap. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, Candy.